brought to you by Penguin.
The Practice of Not Thinking by Ryunosuke Koike, read by Susan Momoko Hingley. Introduction. All the failures that we have experienced may be attributed to excessive thinking, and in particular, the negative thoughts that pop up in our mind. We may start the day full of energy, telling ourselves that we're ready to take on the world. But somewhere along the way, the mind seems to take a direction of its own and tells us to slow down or to stop what we're doing as it's too much trouble. Or perhaps we were planning to take a 10-minute break and our mind decided to make it an hour. These are just a couple of examples that show how our thoughts may not necessarily be governed by our own free will and how they can pull us into negative territory. Our thoughts can get in the way and prevent us from living the way we want. But looking at it from another angle, if we're able to control our mind, maybe we'll be able to stop the continuous thinking that goes on in our head, dictating how we behave. The problem here is that the mind has a habit of looking for stronger stimulation and can get out of control if we let it. Because negative thoughts have a much stronger impact on our brain than a mild, gentle sense of happiness, it's hard to prevent that from happening. In recent years, there has been a tendency to speak about the brain with a sense of awe and gratitude for its functions. But this information processing device that we all have is a rogue entity that continues to forge ahead in search of thought-provoking stimuli, regardless of the effects on us and whether we'll end up suffering as a result. The problem is that the brain continues to churn out thoughts, even when we want to stop thinking. For instance, it could very well be going on with incessant thoughts such as, "Okay, I'm going to stop thinking right now. Wait a minute, I didn't realize I was still thinking. Oh dear, things just don't seem to go the way I want. Come to think of it, the meal I cooked last night didn't turn out very well. I'm starting to feel hungry." It's only after acknowledging that we can't stop these distracting noises, fragments of information that just end up exhausting us from disturbing our peace of mind, that we understand just how unaware we've been of the trains of thought that buzz through our mind on a regular basis. When we become aware that we haven't been noticing how these unstoppable thoughts continue to pop up in our mind, we begin to realize that we aren't really thinking in the way we thought we were or would like to be thinking. Then maybe it's better not to think. But thinking about not thinking only means we're doing more thinking, and it isn't going to prevent us from thinking. We can try to convince ourselves that we've understood what's been happening, but the only way to gain control of our thinking is to practice stopping it. The techniques that I outline in this book suggest ways to overcome our thinking, which can appear to have a will of its own. To do that, we can hone our five senses and bolster our perception of the physical. We'll focus on the five senses, sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch, and how we use them in our daily lives, and we'll practice controlling our thinking. We tend to think too much because we can't control our thinking, and that can cause confusion in our thoughts and make our mind less sharp than it could be. Our goal is to stop thinking too much, prevent our thinking from getting tattered due to overuse, and to recharge our energy by practicing the art of not thinking. Once we've done that, our thoughts are sure to be crystal clear and full of inspiration. Part 1. A thinking disease. By thinking, we can become ignorant. Withdrawing into our brain decreases our power of concentration. As humans, we are always thinking. Thinking is usually considered a fine characteristic of humanity, and we tend to believe we're superior to animals because we think. But is that truly the case? My feeling is that because we think, our ability to concentrate can falter, and we can sometimes get frustrated or lost. Let's call it thinking disease, a disease that occurs as a result of thinking. And let us first take a moment to consider this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?